This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Well, you got to be careful of the lock, and I'll talk about that after this. What I mean is, as a GM, when you're prepping or planning or whatever you're doing with your campaign world or the session or your group or whatever, you got to be careful because things like campaign worlds take time to develop, okay? There's nothing saying you can't play right now and you set up a few things, like, you know, a town, a dungeon, a forest, whatever. But as far as like, you know, don't jump the gun and try and do everything at once. That is not good. Because like I said, these things take time. Even if the group doesn't hang together for, you know, say you play for a few months and then the group sort of disbands, you still have a campaign world there, your own campaign world that you can develop. Now, it's nice to develop it in your spare time. Some people like to do that. That's a hobby unto itself. Developing your own world. But don't be, how shall I say this? Don't be compelled to create everything before you even start the session. You know, because that will just drive you up the wall. You know, you got a great idea for an area with this town here and these monsters in this forest over here and the mountains with the dwarves in it and, you know, the gods look down and they're going to do stuff and blah, 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 blah. I've had that happen before because where you get so much into your head, you can't get it out all at once. And you just sit there going, boom, 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 boom. And then what do you want to do? You want to show it off to your players. So you start the session and you just, I get what I call brain lock at one point. They're going to, okay, this is the city over here. And this is the forest over here. And so they've got a dungeon over here. And you start explaining. And they're just going, can't we just go over here and do something? And that point, I go, well, sure. Do you want to know what's over there? No, we just want to go, okay? And if they go, and they will inevitably, players will inevitably pick an area that you haven't developed yet. And you get anxious. And all of a sudden, you don't know what to do. You get brain lock. And that's not a good thing. Now, this is why I say minimal prep is best. Unless you have like a scenario, you actually have something you want to go, you know, you have like a plot or something or a module or something, or even something you're going to plan long term, you still got to plan it, you know, in little chunks. You've got to have, in your mind, you have the overall, you know, arching story. You should come up with a general arching story. They always say start at the end and work backwards. Well, that's a good thing. Although you know your players ain't going to always just follow lockstep what you want them to do. You got to plan for that. But you can start with an ending. like I've said before, yes, the players have free agency. Yes, they'll stop. You know, they won't go. You know, they won't go where you think you want them to go, or you want to meet people, or whatever. But at the same time, you need to plan something. You cannot go into a session with a blank slate. You really can't. Okay? Just one or two things. You know, boom, boom, boom. I know I sound like I'm rambling, but it's all to a reason. I remember one guy. There was this one kid who was playing with us for a while, and he was pretty good as a player. He wanted a GM. He wanted to learn to GM. So he started wanting to run this Legend of Zelda thing with 5th edition, whatever, you know. But he was too much into lockstep about what the area was and what, you know. He was basically, and this happens all the time with new GMs too. He inadvertently railroaded us, okay, or tried to anyway. Okay, we had sort of an okay session. I think we had two sessions with him, and we finally said, could we do something else? You know, can somebody else do this for a while? I mean, he got some good experience, I thought. But after the first session, he had his GM. He said, this is my GM book. You want to see what's in it? And he opened it up, and it was blank. Man, oh man, did the players rip him a new one. Because I'm not saying it can't be done, okay? You know, you have nothing there, but you should always strive for something. You know, and very rare is the GM that can keep it all in their head. Very rare. I can't do it. I've seen maybe once somebody can just run it off the top of their head. You can't. It's not humanly, you know, the odds are against it. Let me put it that way. And it behooves you to do some prep, but you don't want to do so much prep in so much area where you don't know what to do. You don't know, you know, they're going over here. Oh, I haven't planned. Okay, I got all this other stuff over here, but I haven't planned it over here. Oh, okay. Then you got to sit down and think about it and give yourself like an hour or something to think about. You don't have an hour. You only have maybe a 10-minute, 15-minute break. So just look at the area, go, okay, that is a mountainous area. So this would be here. Got a few trees. So these monsters would be here. And just go. You know, do random encounters until you can get the hook, you know, you can get them in the hook, you know, get the plot hook going again, or whatever you want to do. You got time. You got 10, 15 minutes to figure out what you want to do. Make use of it. Just do something. You cannot sit there. It's almost like, it's the equivalent of on the player side, of players having decision freeze, you know, they're frozen in indecision. Let me put it that. They cannot figure what to do, can't get a consensus of what to do. And you're going, come on, guys, do something. You know, what are you going to do? I put stuff out. You know, you put plot hooks, you pull other stuff down here. You can do this, 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 and this. What do you want to do? You want to do four things. You want to do the fifth thing. Okay, at least you want to do something. So you're going into this unknown area. Oh, it's a desert. Okay, well, what's in the desert? Well, we're going to have mountain lions and, you know, the big giant sand crabs and other things like that, you know. So go for it. Just go, guys. And as a GM, you cannot do that either. You cannot, like, be indecisive. Do not have a decision, like the way I'm talking right now. Because, you know, you prep on this world. You've developed this whole world, and then they go over here. And you go, what do we do? Oh, I've got to have it. Quickly, I have to have it ironed out in my head. No, you don't. No, you don't. Just throw some stuff out there. Random encounters. Let me put it this way. People are down on this, but random encountering tables are your friend. They really are. people are saying, oh, it's unrealistic. And so, no, it's not. If you know what's going to be there on the table, if it's on the table and it has a likely, you know, percentage chance of being there or whatever, and you say you got a table of 10 or 20 creatures, use it. Yes. Yes, they are your friend. And yes, it feels like the equivalent of treading water until you can, you know, until something happens. But hey, you, any port in a storm, man, you know, just use it. That's all I'm saying is don't get yourself so wrapped up in your world where if you they go to a new area, you're just, you get brain lock. And that's not a good thing. So, you know, just sit down. You know your world. You know what's in your world, more or less. You haven't figured out this place yet, but you can extrapolate. You can extrapolate from what you've already done. And you don't have to make it all so involved. You can just figure out, okay, well, these monsters will be here. Okay, let's go. Maybe put some bandits in there. Bandits. Let's do it. And next thing you know, they're on their way. So that's what I'm trying to say in a nutshell. All right, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized. So as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. And I would thank you. For single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard. Or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. And yes, I did say Anchor again. So you want to get a hold of me, drop a message at Spotify for Podcasters. We'll do it that way. Now, let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Benjamin Brodell, Gilbert Sars, and Juan Carlos Llewellyn. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasters, Dan Griggs, the Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognar podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep podcast. What a great podcast and YouTube channel. Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and Biggest Geekest and Red Dice Diaries also have YouTube channels. Check them out. Oh, and also my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.